President Trump has threatened to pull out of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, which he once called the worst deal ever. As negotiations on the treaty continue this week, a top Canadian official visited Charlotte today to argue that NAFTA is good for the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, and for North Carolina. WFAE's David Borax reports.
Andrew Leslie is a top advisor to Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on NAFTA. He says 70 Canadian companies operate in North Carolina, and 247,000 jobs here are directly dependent on NAFTA and Canadian investments. Citing figures from last year, he said Canada is the top buyer of North Carolina exports.
North Carolina exported $6.4 billion worth of stuff to Canada, and Canada bought $3.4 billion back in return. So it's a 2-to-1 advantage to North Carolina because we're your biggest customer.
The retired general-turned-politician was in town to address the World Affairs Council of Charlotte. He's among a parade of Canadian officials speaking around the U.S. this month in support of the 24-year-old trade agreement. In an interview afterward, Leslie gave a nod to one of President Trump's big complaints, noting that North Carolina lost thousands of jobs after the agreement. He acknowledged that NAFTA needs an update.
To make sure that we don't leave anybody behind, as happened sometimes in the past, so that we make sure that the workers, the business owners, the farmers all have a sufficient voice, and that we recognize their continuing value and make sure they share in the profits.
Leslie says one idea is to raise wages for Mexican workers in hopes of somewhat leveling the playing field for U.S. and Canadian manufacturers. From Charlotte, Leslie now heads to Montreal, where he'll sit in on the latest round of NAFTA negotiations. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.